Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Steel Nation Radio, brought to you by Total Sports Enterprises. I'm Mike Palaya of SteelNationAssociation.com, where we cover the Steelers 24/7 while bringing you, the Steeler fans, together in an effort to raise money for Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh and the Breast Cancer Research Foundation. So please come visit the site, read our articles, download the podcasts, join the club, help us raise money for two great charitable causes. And as you all know by now, I'm sure, you can find my work on SteelCityUnderground.com, where there are many great columnists covering the Steelers all day, every day, with some great in-depth analysis, opinions, and so much more. So come check out all of our work at SteelCityUnderground.com. So I'm going to go into it right now. It's everybody knows it. It's been talked about for a week almost at this point. The Steelers are on a three-game losing streak. It was an unfortunate loss in Oakland. You have the whole debauchery with the Ben Roethlisberger situation, and he comes into the game late, but he's sitting out the second half. He's not on the sidelines until halfway through the third quarter. It comes out this week on his radio show, and then Tomlin says it on his press conference on Tuesday that the X-ray machine really wasn't providing any definitive results, the one at the Oakland Stadium. And so they didn't really know Roethlisberger's availability. I mean, if you want to take that at face value, fine. And that very well may be the case. I don't know. I tend to believe that Oakland would have a dumpy facility with an old X-ray machine that doesn't work very well. I think that that's probably true. I think that we can reasonably assume that they were holding Ben out as a precaution. But I think the part that isn't being said is part of that precaution was because they thought they were going to beat the Raiders, and the New England Patriots are coming into town this week, so they wanted to kind of keep Ben as healthy as possible without playing because they thought the Steelers would win without him. Unfortunately, Josh Dobbs didn't look the part this past week. Now, before I go deeper into that, I'm going to say this. I like Josh Dobbs. I liked him as a rookie. I'm glad they kept him. He had a great preseason, in my opinion. He had that one pass, I think it was against Baltimore, with that 22-yarder out of the end zone earlier this year, and that's really the only action he's had, aside from maybe a kneel down or two. He just didn't look good this past week, I guess I should say. Do I think that that means much more than he didn't look good this past week? No, I don't. I don't think we can read much into that. But what I do think is reasonable to understand is there was a glimpse into the future without Ben Roethlisberger. Now, is Dobbs going to be better than what he played? Yeah, probably. I think that's why they kept him, and I think that he will be, or maybe it's going to be Mason Rudolph down the line. Who knows? But it's obvious to me, and I think to everybody, and it should be. I mean, Roethlisberger is a Hall of Fame franchise quarterback, you know, a decade and a half type player, maybe two decades when he's done, that life without Roethlisberger is not going to be easy. Now, I understand that James Conner wasn't playing, and that certainly would have helped. Hopefully he'll play this week. There's some hope that he will from him and the team. He's not ruled out at this point. But it's going to be more difficult when Roethlisberger hangs them up within the next couple of years. And that was very evident this past week. Now, that said, I don't care who's playing quarterback. You've got to beat the Oakland Raiders when they have the 31st ranked rush defense in the league. You can go to your running backs with or without Connor. You've got to be able to move the football on the ground. They had three guys on that defensive staff or unit that were signed that week off the streets. Yet the Steelers couldn't move the ball until Roethlisberger came into the game. Give me a break. I'm telling you now, I know that everybody wanted Haley out of town, and you know Ben wanted Fichtner, and they've been a productive offense at times this year. But at the same time, you know, I'm not here saying fire Randy Fichtner or anything like that, but I'm saying no one's going to convince me that this offense is any better without Todd Haley this year. No one's going to tell me that there's any less dysfunction on this team with Todd Haley gone. There's major dysfunction. It's at an extreme level. And that starts with Mike Tomlin. I'm sorry. There has never been discipline under Mike Tomlin. I am not sitting here saying that Mike Tomlin is going to be fired. He won't be. But I am saying that the preparation is evident that it's not there. They overlook teams constantly. Now, they've been beating the bad teams this year, and I wrote an article a week or so ago about that. But they do tend to look past certain teams when they've got somebody else, i.e. the Patriots, in front of them. Go back to the Jacksonville playoff loss last year. Who was in front of them if they won? New England. What happened? They went out. They laid an egg, and they didn't get to the New England game. They thought they had the game won. They were looking ahead to New England. They laid an egg. They blew it. Now, fast forward to last week. You go to a 2-10 Oakland Raiders team who sucks. They suck. They have nobody. They're terrible. The Steelers were 12.5-point favorites. They look past the Oakland Raiders because New England looms. And this may as well have been a playoff situation because you really needed that victory. Thankfully for them, the Ravens lost in overtime to the Chiefs. And they go out and they lay an egg with the Patriots looming. And guess what? They're going to lose to the Patriots this week. Now, the Patriots are not who they've been over the last 4 or 5 years or so. They're beatable. But nothing over this 3-game losing streak and, quite frankly, 4-game stretch because they damn near lost to Jacksonville over Thanksgiving weekend or the weekend prior to Thanksgiving. Probably should have. Tells me that they're going to beat New England this week or tells me that they're going to beat New Orleans in the following week. If they go 1-2, they're out. Not only are they not going to win the division, they're not going to make the playoffs if they go 1-2. And that's assuming they beat the Bengals at the end of the year, which I think they will. They have to go 2-1 to get in. And even then, it's no guarantee because if the Ravens happen to go 3-0, the Steelers are out. They needed to win in Oakland, and they failed to do it. They are 0-4 against the AFC West this year. 0-4. Now, if you want to tell me the Kansas City and Charger losses are acceptable, all right, I'll buy that. Those are two very, very good teams. Although, very, very good teams beat other very, very good teams. But either way, you lose those two games, fine. But you've got to split that and take the Broncos and Raiders down, and the Steelers failed to do it. And now they find themselves in big trouble. Their schedule, the remaining 3 weeks, very well known at this point, but I'm going to go over it anyway. The Patriots this week at home. At New Orleans, possibly the best team in football. And then at home against the Bengals, who always get up for the Steelers game. Although I think the Steelers will win that one. I see loss, loss, win. I see 1-2. The Ravens have the Buccaneers at home this week. Win. At the Chargers, you would think is a loss, but I don't think that's a guarantee. And then at home against the Browns. Now the Browns can beat them. But if the Ravens are playing for a playoff spot at home, they're going to probably end up winning that game. That's 2-1, and I do think they can beat the Chargers, so possibly 3-0, but I think 2-1. That's it. Steelers are out, so they need to step up this week. Now, you win at home against New England this week, and everything changes. Everything changes if you can get that victory at home this week. But it's been elusive. It's been elusive. I saw a stat today or yesterday, whenever it was, that Brady in his last 8 games against the Steelers, no surprise, 7-1 with 23 touchdowns and I think only one interception, which happened to be last year. Now listen, if you want to throw me the game last year that was at home and the whole Jesse caught it situation and say the Steelers should have won that game, yeah, they should have. So it's 6-2 if we give them that game. It's 6-2. Belichick has the Steelers' number. He spreads them out. Keith Butler has no clue schematically how to play defense against Belichick's offense and Tom Brady. I don't know who is going to be able to stop Rob Gronkowski because the Steelers have one of the worst, I think they're 31st in the league, ranked defenses covering tight ends. And Rob Gronkowski is one of the top 2 or 3 in the league still. And he destroys the Steelers every time he plays them, let's be honest. Just destroys them. So I don't know how they're going to stop him. I don't know that they can stop Sonny Michel, who's running 4.3 average yards per carry. James White scares me. Who's going to cover that guy? He's got 342 rushing yards and another 674 receiving yards with 76 receptions. Josh Gordon, by the way, is a weapon. Steelers are familiar with him, kind of, when he's not on drugs and out on a suspension because he used to play for the Browns. But he's with the Patriots now, a big surprise. He's gotten it together. Why is that always the case? I don't know, but he's gotten it together. And he's dangerous. He's a legit number one threat. And the Steelers always have trouble with Edelman, too. How is this defense going to play against these guys? I don't trust this defense. The last several weeks, they give up nothing but 75-plus yard touchdown drives in the fourth quarter when they need stops. They don't get off the field on third down. We know they don't get turnovers. They're minus 8 on the year in giveaway takeaway. They have 12 freaking turnovers all year that they've created. Nobody has more than one interception. Tom Brady's only thrown 8 interceptions all season. The odds are against him throwing any against this team. TJ Watt's been kind of quiet lately. I like him, but I don't think he's a superstar. Not yet. He can be, but he's not yet. I still love the front line. I love Hayward. I love Tuitt. I think Hargrave is coming on. I really like that there. I think the linebackers have some issues. I think they do. And the secondary, I still don't trust. I like Hayden. I'd rather him be a number two, but on this team, he's a clear number one. And they just... I just don't like the odds this week. And if you don't like the odds this week, then you probably don't like the odds of the Steelers making the playoffs, let alone making a Super Bowl run. It can happen. They can do it. But I think what they're going to have to rely on, to be honest with you, is going 1-2 and then hoping the Ravens slip up and go 1-2. I think that's your better opportunity. Meaning the Ravens probably win this week against the Bucs. Hopefully they go out to the Chargers and lose. And then you're going to have to root for the Browns. That's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to root for the Browns that last weekend in that situation. Good luck, right? Good luck. We'll see. But this week, what they're really going to need to do, it's one game at a time, right? It's a one game playoff at a time at this point. They have to control the clock. Now, Roethlisberger is going to play. He didn't throw down the field much after he came back in, by the way. Now, I don't know what that's going to mean this week, but I don't care, really. What they need to do is try to have some 5 to 8 minute drives that grind the clock away and you score a touchdown at the end of those drives. You have to. Got to keep Brady and that offense off the field because your best defense, once again, is your offense. A month or so ago, I wasn't saying that, but we're back to it. We are back to it. This defense can't be trusted right now. Keith Butler should be fired. Now, I'd wait till after the season, but I'd fire him. And if he can't get fired, then, you know, somebody else, if Tomlin doesn't do it, then Colbert or somebody above him is going to have to make him do it because he's got to go. I've seen enough. He's got to go. And Boswell's going to have to make his freaking kicks this week. That's just how it's going to have to be. Unless they sign someone else. Now, with Boswell, the people that protect him want to say, well, look what he did last year and the years prior. Totally agree. He was phenomenal last year. He was a killer bee last year. I loved what he did last year. He was as clutch could be. Trusted everything he did last year. I think he only missed 3 kicks last year. He's missed, what, 11, 12 this year? Including 5 PATs? That is not someone that can be relied on. When he goes out there, I don't trust that he's going to make an extra point, let alone a field goal. Now, if they can swing it, because they are paying the guy quite a bit of money, quite frankly, it's like $4 or $5 million a year. I don't know if they could do this, but I would consider and be willing to watch them sign a kicker, put Boswell inactive for the rest of the year, use this new kicker, and then give Bos the chance again next year. Just get rid of this year behind him. because I do believe he's talented. I don't know what the hell's going on. It might be a whole head case thing now. But that means you're cutting somebody that could have value to your roster. So that's a decision they may have to make. But I personally don't see how in the hell they can let Boswell go out there and kick anymore this season. I just don't see how. Is he their only problem? No. But he's a big one. Kickers are important. I mean, he's left 23 points on the field this year. Now, every kicker is going to miss some. I mean, even the extra points, I understand, are no longer give-me's in this league. So if you miss one or two for the year, fine. He's missed five through 13 games. Five. He's missed six field goals through 13 games. He's a huge reason for their record being what it is at this point. And now, with this dire situation, this three-game stretch where you have to go 2-1 more than likely, and one of those wins has to come against the Patriots and or Saints, you need a guy that can make his kicks, and it ain't Boswell. So something's got to give there. That said, I don't have confidence in this team right now. Can they beat the Patriots? Yes, any given Sunday, right? Will they beat the Patriots? I'm going to have to say no. I think the defense just is going to get shredded apart. Phillip Rivers told us a couple of weeks ago that they don't make adjustments. I already kind of knew that. It was confirmed by who I think of another future Hall of Fame quarterback. And Tom Brady is the best possibly of all time. He destroys the Steelers. Butler doesn't know what he's doing. They always get outcoached by Belichick and his staff. The Patriots are coming off of a loss, which couldn't be at a worse time for the Steelers, because what are the odds that they're going to lose two in a row? It's not good. 34-21 New England, and then they're headed to New Orleans, and we'll talk about that. So we'll talk next week, hopefully after a Steelers victory, but you got to keep your fingers crossed, and we'll see what happens then.